Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte.
Beg the eve agus fáilte. Hi, hello and welcome. It is John O'Sullivan from the Irish Pagan School and we are here with another weekly check-in chat and coffee talk. And today I'm going to talk about death messengers. Everyone knows the very famous Banshee of Ireland, but Ireland has other warnings or notifications of death. So if you're interested, stick around. But before we dive onto that, I would like to invite you to pop down into the description, pick up the link that gets you onto our mailing list and get you a free download of good resources, recommended resources and reading from the Irish Pagan School for anyone looking to explore and grow their spirituality, their Irish paganism in an ethical way and a supportive way. There's been a lot of information done over the decades, but not all of it is really good, to be honest. So that's what we're offering. We're offering a free list of good resources, and it can really help you get on track and with the right way to be going about it, or to be building the right relationship with yourself and your spirituality, as we say here at the Irish Pagan School. So, back on topic of death. And death in a folklore context. So just, again, I'm not going to be getting into, details of death in any way, shape or form in case anyone's concerned about that. But I wanted to just touch on the fact that there are not just one death omen in Irish folklore and mythology. There are a number of them. And I thought I would take a bit of time and talk about the less famous ones or the less well-known. So, of course, the main one that nearly everyone all around the world may have heard of, or presumptuous me, the Banshee, the woman of the Shee. And so this is said to be an omen or a warning of death coming soon to a member of a clan or a family. And it would say that you would hear the wails of the Banshee. She's often described as being seen as a woman sitting combing her hair. And if anyone is foolish enough to interact with her or to offend her in some way, shape or form, or try and steal her comb, they're on the short end of getting their arm broken, unless they can kind of give the comb back to her, either on the tongs from a fire or on a shovel, as we have from our references. The smart people are like, yeah, I'll just give you the comb back on a shovel and put it out through the window, and the entire shovel gets snapped out and broken in half. So the Banshee is not someone that you want to fuck with or annoy or piss off. But also she doesn't cause the death. That is one thing that gets a lot of confusion. The Banshee isn't a psychopomp. She's not like a guide or a guardian for people's death. She's not there to help people in that way. But also she's not a malevolent entity who will come and just take you away in the dark and end your life. She is a kind of a benevolent entity, as much as we can kind of refer to people of the Shee as benevolent, because the function of the Banshee is to warn people of an impending death in the family. And it's generally old families, people with Mac and O's being the older kind of tribes in Ireland, and there are some families which have a specific woman of the Shee or Banshee that watch over them. Those who would hear the Banshee's cry would know that there's going to be a death in the family, and allows them to start grieving and starting to prepare for whatever process they need to do. So that is the function of the Banshee. But I said I'd promise I wouldn't talk about the entire, talk all about the one famous one. I'll let you know about the other not so famous ones, because there are, there's two very specifically that we can point in the folklore, but there is a third one, which is associated with some families and a little bit rarer to come across. So the one I want to move on to is a character or an individual known as the Dúlahán. The Dúlahán, also known as the Gan Ceann, is a headless horseman. And in some cases in the folklore of Ireland, the horseman is headless and may not have a head, or may be carrying their head with them. They may also be riding a horse that's headless as well. So all of these stories and all these folklore come from a long time ago of people who have experienced and seen headless horsemen. Of course, there's a very famous story like the Ichabod Crane story that a lot of people know about in fiction, that's based on Irish folklore, that's based on, the stories of the Dúlahán, the Gan Ceann. it was said that if you came across a Dullahan and you happened to make contact with its gaze, the gaze of its severed head, if it's carrying it, obviously, then your doom is written. You know, you would not last very long after having had that experience. But there are other stories where, you know, people would come across a headless horseman or a headless rider of a horse, and they would escape with their lives. There was a very interesting one about a guy called Owen, and he was at a ceilidh or a dance in a place in Willie McCann's, actually his neighbour. He was over with his neighbour, Willie McCann, in County Leitrim. And he left there and he decided to cut across the field on the way home. And the story goes, as he came across the field, he was heading to the stile, which is a stepping over place for like the edge of the field. And he heard a horse coming down the lane, rapidly coming down the lane, and a thunder of hooves. And he thought he'd wait. He thought he'd just wait at the stile and allow the horse to pass by and be grand. But as he kind of came close to the stile, and as the sound of the horse grew closer, he felt frozen and, like, you know, frozen with fear. And then the horse and the headless rider came to a stop on the other side of the stile. So Owen, smart man that he is, turns and runs back to Willie's house. Now, you think the story might end there, but it doesn't, actually, because for some reason, both Owen and Willie decide to go back out. And Willie takes up his blackthorn stick and they head out across the field. And as they approach the stile again, they see on the opposite side the headless horseman, the Dullahan, is still there. And Willie takes out of his pocket a hammer and throws it at the horse, but it vanishes, it disappears. And then the horse shakes itself. And Owen knows clearly that if he wants to go home, he has to step across the stile and pass by the headless horseman. And so Owen stayed in Willie's house that night. And in the next morning, he went home instead. So it's a lovely kind of folklore story that we have. And, like, you know, it tells you exactly where it happened in County Leitrim. I'm wondering if I might want to take a drive out there sometime in the future. Maybe not at nighttime. Maybe not at Samhain. But the Dullahan is also seen at times, you know, galloping down a road, and then misfortune would fall upon people who don't take on board the notice or the awareness of it. The other one, which is very, very common, and there's multiple examples all around the country, is known as a Cushta Boar, or a death coach. Now, the word boar, actually, B-O-D-H-A-R, is the word for death in modern Irish. But in the context of the Cushta Boar, it's more the silent coach. And it was an omen of death. And again, many descriptions of the death coach would actually have it being driven by a Dullahan, by a Goncian, a driver with no head. And also, sometimes the horses indeed have no heads. Now, a lot of these stories come from the time before motor cars, and people would see a carriage being pulled by no horses, or a carriage being pulled by horses with no heads, driven by nobody, or driven by a driver with no head. But in all of the cases, the carriage itself is said to be finally set out, and it is a hearse. It's a mourning or a death carriage, a silent carriage. But as much as it's called a silent carriage, it makes noise. And we have many, many stories of it rattling around the roads. And again, if you came across a cuffed four, if you came across a death coach, it might chase you. And if you get caught by the death coach, you're gone. In some instances, there's stories of folklore, a guy's walking home of an evening and he walks past a hotel in the local town. And he sees, you know, a hearse pulling out a cushed four, a coach. He just sees a coach pulling out and driving off down the road. He thinks nothing more of it until the next day he finds out that as he was walking past, the son of the hotel keeper had died and passed away in the middle of the yard, and he was found in the middle of the yard the next morning. So there are many stories of these cushed four, of these death coaches that rattle around Carrigmore, which is a very interesting one that I came across in the National Folklore Collection, because Carrigmore is the site, one of the sites of the oldest burials in Ireland, some of the oldest burials, passage tombs. It's actually dolmens that were erected in Carrigmore. So the idea that these kind of death coaches would be traveling around in these places where there are ancient burials. But also there's been sightings of Dullahan and Cushta Boar in fairy forts or near fairy forts. So there's a speculation and a wondering that, you know, is it some form of otherworldly entity as well? Is there some other connection with the good neighbours there? Or is it just after images and ghosts of those who have existed in our world? The last one is a rare one. The last one is a difficult one, because it kind of is and it kind of isn't an omen of death. And it's known as a Ku Shi, a hound of the Shi, also described as a big black dog. Now, we're not talking like a regular sized black dog. We're talking about a black dog the size of a cow, if not a bull. I was at a talk not too long ago with a folklorist, Eddie Lenehan, in Ireland, and he has been going around collecting stories for decades now. And I asked him about Ku Shi. Had he collected any stories about it? And he's like, he had heard of them. He had heard a couple of stories. But the story he told that night was actually one of his own stories, because he was heading out down to a place then in Cork. He'd agreed to meet someone to have a conversation about something. And as he came around the corner, he glanced over into a field and he had a moment. He's like, geez, that's a big bull in that field. And then he looked back again. There wasn't a bull. It was a dog. It was a massive black dog. And they finished turning the corner and he's like, pull over. I have to see it. And he got out of the car. And when he got out and went back to the field, there was nothing in the field. So whether it was a Ku Shi or not that he saw, he doesn't say for sure either which way, but it was fascinating that he shared that story as well. But there was no death following from that, no death that we know of. So, you know, we also utter stories of lads being out and about down the town, and then like on the way home, they would have to cross a river to head back up home. And when they would approach the river, there was a Ku Shi, a death hound on the opposite side, a hound of the Shi on the other side, and they weren't able to pass. And they ended up going back into town and bringing out the priest. And they brought the priest out and the priest saw the Ku Shi and he started praying at the creature, and then the creature went away. So these Ku Shi, these hounds of the Shi, are also referred to as black dogs. And some of the older families in Ireland are said to see black dogs or be told or notified by black dogs of pending dooms or deaths or illnesses in the family. But there are other stories in the folklore where the black dog, the Ku Shi, will pursue you. And the howl of a Ku Shi is said to be a horrible thing to hear, to set your veins frozen and cold. And to hear the hound of the Ku Shi, if you were out and away from home, was to be marked for some way for death, because they would be chasing you. And so, especially in times like, you know, the end of the year, in the dark times in Samhain, there was a solid tradition to make sure you're home before it gets full dark outside, because that's the time when Cuishteoir, Dullahan, and Ku Shi, and maybe even Banshee, would be out and about in the world. So that is a little bit of an insight into these death omens and death folklore we have in Ireland. The place to look this all up is the National Folklore Collection. You can get that on ducas.ie. That is ducas.ie. And you're looking for the school's collection there. And you can search for these terms, death coach or Ku Shi, Banshee, Dullahan, headless horseman. Also, if you wanted to know more about the traditions and information about death in Ireland, I taught a class on it at the Irish Pagan School. So you can pop over there and pick that up if you are interested to know a little bit more about it. But what I will also say is, whether you go to look up the stuff yourself, whether you go and pick up a class with us or not, do pop down into the description there and pick up that resource. It gets you on the mailing list. It lets you know what's going on with us and what new resources and content we're releasing on a regular basis. And again, gets you those good resources to have those to hand. So from myself here at the Irish Pagan School, I will say, Guru of Magath, thank you very, very much for being with us. Look after yourself. And until the next time, slán. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Slán go fóill, and we will see you next time.